Today being the fifth day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 6th April, 2022 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadibele University, Zaria chapter. In the faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadibele University, Zaria, continues from the 34th ayah in Surah Al-Sabah. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Elokene, will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلنا في قرية من نذير إلا قال مترفوها إنا بما أرسلتم به كافرون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والقائد لما سبق ناصر الحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره بالدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. وما أرسلنا في قرية من نذير إلا قال مترفوها إنا بما أرسلتم به كافرون. الله تبارك وتعالى يأتينا سورة الصبي أبتى كلمة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا نذيرا ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Oh Prophet, we have sent you with truth, even if a lot of people don't know. He is not telling the Prophet as a form of consolation to him. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي كَرْيَةٍ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ إِلَّا قَالَ مُتْرَفُهَا إِنَّا بِمَا أَرْسَلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ. There is no وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا, there is no time you have sent to any فِي كَرْيَةٍ, to any town, مِنْ نَذِيرٍ, out of the one that we sent, except this is what will happen. قَالَ مُتْرَفُهَا إِلَّا قَالَ مُتْرَفُهَا, except those that are people of luxury and opulence will reply, إِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ, with what this that you have been sent to us, this message, we disbelieve in it. Here, when the Prophet was sent, first of all, after Allah has told him, وَانْذِرْ أَشِرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, stand up and admonish your close relatives. He went and climbed the mountain in Makkah, inside Makkah, Safa, and he started calling, يا معشر قريش, يا معشر أبي طالب, يا معشر أبي مطلب. He was calling all his different clans. All of them were rushing to where the Prophet was, because this is a man that all of them knew with truth. He has never told them lies. He was highly respected. And when they have all gathered, he called to all of them. If I was to tell you that behind me here, there is an army, there is a danger, that is going to fall upon all of you. Will you deny me? He said, no, we have never even one day seen you tell a lie. Whatever you say, we believe in it. He said, I have been sent to all of you as a prophet to tell you to stop worshipping idols, to stop worshipping the jinn, to stop worshipping all those things you are worshipping, the stars. Then Abu Lahab is his uncle and a very rich man. The first thing he said is, is it because of this you called all of us together here? May your hand be perished. Then immediately Allah replied, Tabbat yada Abu Lahab. Here, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ إِلَّا قَالَ مُتْرَفُوهَا. Normally, whenever any new message comes from somebody that is a big person or a person of dignity, people will listen. It is those that are already living in luxury that think that they are something that will confront the message. Here, luxury. Allah is not saying that it is haram. قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج العباد والطيبات من الرزق قل هي للذين آمنوا بالحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة. Allah is not saying that luxury that you are given, you shouldn't enjoy it. But know that people of luxury are always taken by some self-confidence that is meaningless. They feel they can question anything just because they find themselves in position. So we have been told here that the first people always to deny message of Allah are those people that are of luxurious species or people of opulence. Inna ma'usitun bihi kafirun. This message that you are sent with, we deny with disbelief. Which means they know that the message is not from He Himself, it's from Allah. Yet they go ahead and say they disbelief.
وقالوا نحن أكثر أموالا وأولادا وما نحن بمعذبين.
وقالوا نحن أكثر أموالا وأولادا وما نحن بمعذبين. These people of opulence and luxury, they are the ones when you go to a city, they have the money, they have the club, they have the people that come to them. They have the big association. They are the ones when they enter a place, one of them will fill a place. What will they say? We shall receive punishment if we don't take the ammunition you bring. Okalu, they say this. Nahnu aktharu amwalan. We are the ones that have more money. Wa auladan. And we have more children. In this case, there is no way we can end up being the one to be punished. They are looking at the fact that their wealth and their children is enough for them as protection. Like Allah said in the Quran, He said, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَذَةٍ لُمَذَةٍ أَلَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدًا يَحَسِبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَحْلَدَهُ. Anytime people have a lot of wealth, they think that wealth is enough to keep them to stay forever. It is not so. It's because you have wealth and you have money, it's not so. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. When Allah has given you, whatever He has given you, whether it is money, whether it is children, it is one of the things Allah is going to use to test you. That's why Allah said, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ fitnatun. Your wealth, your children, they are nothing but a test to you. How are you going to behave? How are you going to use them? So don't think that you have wealth, you have children, plenty of them, automatically you cannot be punished. They can be actually the source of the punishment itself to you. How many a times is a child that creates a problem for a big person that become his doom? How many a time do you see leaders of a country or leaders of a community, it is their children that will take them into what they don't intend to go to? There are some leaders who by themselves are not really corrupt, but their children and indulge in such luxuries that they are able to force their mother, to force their father to agree to things that their father ordinarily would not have agreed to. And at the end, it becomes the source of their living power. There are a lot of people like that. If you go through the history of some presidents of some countries, you find out that actually they failed in their mission because of their children. Because the children became so pompous, they didn't know how their father got to the place. How many a times you find big people, even ulama, their children go astray because they were blessed with luxury. That's why you find some ulama, they are very careful to ask for luxury from God because they don't know the effect it will have on their family. When luxury comes, it blocks people from thinking. But it is not haram. Anytime Allah bless you with anything of luxury, anything of children, the first thing you should know is that it's fitna from Allah. Allah is testing you with it. If you don't take them to the path of Allah, it can become a problem for you.
قل إن ربي يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
قل إن ربي يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, reply them and tell them this. Let them not say, Nahan Aksar Amwana Ma'ulada Ma'anan Mu'azzabin. We have more wealth, we have more children, we will not be punished because of that. Tell them. The issue of wealth is not like that. Cool. O Prophet, tell them this. Inna Rabbi, indeed, my Lord, Yapsutu, he spreads risk of wealth, Liman Yasha, to whoever he so wishes. Wayakfir, and he limits it to whoever he so wishes. Walakin Aksar Nasi. A lot of mankind, people, they don't know this. Wealth is not you that can give yourself wealth. It's Allah that will give you wealth. There are times you see somebody, he is in business, working very hard. First thing in the morning, he is the first to be in the market. Who is going to close last? He is the one to close last. Customers are coming, he is standing up. Please come to my shop. He is doing everything, yet he is not the one that makes the biggest riches. And we see somebody that you can even call a fool. He doesn't know how to count money. He is in the market. And you see he is very rich. Allah is the one that spread his wealth to whoever he wishes and limit it to whoever he wishes. Allah does not spread it to show that you are superior or to show that you are inferior. No, that's how he has done this. He has done his creation. The creation is a complete creation, one depending on the other. So all this is for you to know. So don't think that you have wealth, you have children, therefore automatically you are better. You are not better. قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِندَنَا زُلْفَى إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ جَزَاءُ الضِّعْفِ بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَهُمْ
وما أموالكم ولا أولادكم بالتي تقربكم عندنا زلفى إلا من آمن بالله وعمل صالحا وأولئك لهم جزاء الضعف بما عملوا وهم في القربات آمنون. O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell them, وما أموالكم, it is not your wealth, ولا أولادكم, it is not your plenty of children, التي تقربنا عندنا زلفى, that will bring you closer to us, to be so near. Illa, except man amana wa amila salihan, except the one
that believes and does good work. فَأُولَٰئِكَ فَسَتِكُلْ لَمْ جَزَاءُ الدِّيْفِ They will have reward in multitude, in multiple. لِمَا عَمِلُوا Because of what they have done. وَهُمْ فِي الْقُرْفَاتِ These people, they will be the one that you will find people qurfati in chambers, in pet houses. Aminun. Staying there and in security and peace. Here, Allah is now telling us definitely that don't think somebody has wealth. Because of that, his wealth is what will take him close to God. Don't think somebody has children. It's his children that will take him close to God. Except if he used them in the way that he's supposed to use them. Allah is saying in another place, زَرْنِي وَمَا خَلَقْتُ وَهِيدًا وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ مَالًا مَمْدُودًا وَبَنِينَ شُهُودًا وَمَحَّطْتُ لَهُ تَمْهِيدًا ثُمَّ يَتْمَعُ أَنْ أَزِيدٍ كَلَّا إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِآيَاتِنَا عَنِيدًا سَأُرْهِقُهُ سَهُودًا He said, leave me and this world that have blessed with plenty of wealth and given plenty of children. And because of this, he thinks he is something. When you have all these things, it's not the one that takes you close to God. Illa man amana, except if you believe. Wa amila salihan, and you do good work with these things. Here the Prophet is still talking to the mushrik, to the people of Makkah that refuse to believe in him. For this people, ulaika lahum jaza'u dhif, they are the ones that are going to get reward in multitude. Because they will get their reward, they will get the reward for using their wealth, they will get the reward for the children that they have trained, and in paradise, they are not just going to be in lofty houses, but in houses that have chambers at the top, penthouses. Ghurfan min bariha, ghurfan mabniyatun, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Ulaikahu fil ghurfati aminun. They are the one who will be in such lofty houses and in peace and in security. So let us all work hard. If you are looking for wealth and Allah gives you, fine. If Allah does not give you, don't say, no, I will look for wealth from every means, no matter how. When I have it, I will go and do hadaya, I will go and build mosque, I will go and do this. Allah is not poor. Whatever Allah wants to do, He can do it. Whatever He gives you, it is with His knowledge. So here, Allah has told the kuffar, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ مِنَ النَّازِلِ فِيهِ It's not your wealth. So don't come and say, نَانُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا وَأَنَمْ أَزَبِينَ We have more wealth. We have more children. Nobody can punish us. If you deserve punishment, you will get it. So may Allah save all of us.
وَالَّذِينَ يَسْعَوْنَ فِي آيَاتِنَا مُعَاجِزِينَ أُولَئِكَ فِي الْعَذَابِ
وَالَّذِينَ يَسْعَوْنَ فِي آيَاتِنَا مُعَاجِزِينَ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُحْضَرُونَ Therefore, وَالَّذِينَ يَسْعَوْنَ فِي آيَاتِنَا These ones that are challenging our signs, disobeying and challenging our signs, مُعَاجِزِينَ trying to disprove our signs. أُولَٰئِكَ These people, فِي الْعَذَابِ مُحْضَرُونَ We are going to be present and will be made to be present where punishment is this half on the day of judgment. Here, there are people who try all their utmost best to challenge anything that is from Allah and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today we see plenty of them. Yesterday they are there. They will continue to be there. It is for us to be very careful. And always, while Allah is sending this, He is starting with this, It is the mutrafina. It is the people in luxury that think they have that always start all this. Because when people have, Allah has a way of His life, as He's going to tell us in the next verse. They think people are dependent on them. No, we are interdependent on each other. لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْدًا سُخْرِيًّا وَعَرَبَتُ رَبِّكَ هَيْرِ مَا أَجْنَعُمْ Allah said, He has raised some above the other so that each of us can take each other for services. But it also happens that everybody needs wealth to survive. So those people that are wealthy, Because people go to them, they think people are dependent on them. They say anything they want to say. There are sometimes you find some people, you don't know what they are doing, you don't know how they have gotten their wealth. They just go to where people are sitting down in idleness, trifling, drinking, eating what others cannot eat, and everybody is there to serve them. Then, because they are being served by everybody, if it is time, for example, for prayer, he is not going to pray. You too, you cannot stand up to go and pray. If you tell them, sir, all the time, prayer, prayer, what is this prayer? Those that have gone, have anybody come to tell you what has happened? Better sit down and enjoy yourself. This is what they keep on doing. Any verse that is said to them, Quran, each letter is a sign. The human being themselves, they are signs. The firmament, they are signs. The earth, they are signs. The change of the night and the day, all these are signs. Teaching people, warning people to rise up to the truth. When we look at today, like we are saying, whether it's IMF, or it's World Bank, or it's this UNICEF, or all these people, go and look at what they are trying to tell our people to do. Each of them is trying to fight the signs of Allah. They will either tell you, you must not allow your country to be on full scholarship. They don't want you to train all your children. And Allah has asked you to train your children. You cannot do early marriage. And Allah has asked you to marry out your daughter immediately they are matured. You must come and take loan with interest. And Allah has asked you that you should avoid interest. All that you find that they are pushing at all the time is something that is against one thing or the other that Allah has talked about. All these institutions, and they are there, and they are here. That's why Allah is telling us here, وَلَذِينَ أَوْنَا بِآيَاتِنَا مُعَاجِزِينَ, trying to show, to disprove that what we said is possible is not possible. Huh? They will tell you, how can you go and give your money? You lend your money without interest. How are you going to make profit? They will try to show anything you can do. Huh? You want to marry out your child, and how can he take care of himself, herself? She does not have any sense to look after herself. She cannot walk. Allah says she is mature. They say she is not mature. When this child gets up to 30 without marriage, they cannot help her. When you now take the loan and the interest has overburdened you, they cannot help you. They will rather come and take over your country. This is all they are doing. You have your money. You want to do anything. They say no. It's better you fund your project with loan. I have my money. Why should I fund my project with loan? You are still now. They will come to you. We are suggesting that you mount this project, that project. Why should I mount it? I'm living in peace. No, if you mount it, we'll give you loan to mount it. Why should I take loan to mount something I don't know? All these things are happening. And all this is to try to disprove the signs of Allah. They fight the Muslims all the time. All this fight you are seeing around the world is against the Prophet. That's why after some time, Allah will turn it against them and you find them again killing each other. There was First World War. There was Second World War. All was to make Muslims to rest. If there is a Third World War, they will be the ones to kill each other. We will not be involved. Just like in the Second World War, over 60 million of them were killed who are not involved. So let us be very careful. Let's not go to those who don't believe in Allah, believe in the Prophet, and then they will be telling us, don't believe in this, don't believe in that. You are saying that you can have plenty of children, that was yesterday. You are saying that you can have more than one wife, that was yesterday. You can say that you want to give loan, without interest, that was yesterday, it's not possible today. Who told you? Has the sun changed? Has the moon changed? Has the rain coming from the sky changed? Has the earth changed? No, it is the people and their mind that have changed. So don't allow people to change you, whatever Allah says. People are telling you it's not possible. They will go through every length to show you that what Allah says is not like that. They will even use Muslims to change the meaning for you. أولئك في العذاب المحضرون. These people on day of judgment, Allah will bring them, they will be present where people to be punished are to be punished, and they will be among those to get severe punishment.
قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَهُ وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ.
قل إن ربي يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر له وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه وهو خير الرازقين.
O Prophet Muhammad, tell the mu'min, tell the believers, tell your followers, the way you have warned those disbelievers, call your own followers and tell them this. Cool, O Prophet Muhammad, say this. إن ربي, O you believers, know this. My Lord, Yabsutu Rizqa, He spreads His wealth the way He wants. Liman yasha'u, to such as He wants. Min ibadihi, out of His servants. Wa yaqdir lah, and He limits it for Him. Wa ma anfaqtum min shay'in, whatever you spend out of anything that you have, for huwa yukhlifuhu, He is the one who will replace it. Wa huwa khayrul raziqin. Anybody that gives sustenance, know this. Allah is the best provider of sustenance. Here, after Allah has told them, the unbelievers, Allah asked Prophet Allah to tell them, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. He is telling you now that the little of you that you know that Allah is one that gives wealth, He is now telling you this. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, whatever you spend out of this world, for who are you clever? He is the one who will replace it. The Prophet used to say, لَيْسَ لَكَ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ وَأَفْنَيْتَ وَأَلْبَسْتَ وَأَبْنَيْتَ وَصَدَقْتَ وَأَبْكَيْتَ. There is nothing out of your wealth that is for you except what you eat and you make to decompose, or what you wear and you make to grow old, or what you give as charity and it remains. One day the Prophet ﷺ, a ram was brought to the house and he left the house. Sayyidah Aisha prepared the ram, divided it and gave most of it as charity, as sadaqah, and left the shoulder blade for the Prophet ﷺ, because the Prophet liked the meat at the shoulder area. When the Prophet ﷺ came back, he said, that our ram, how is it? He said, nothing remains of it except the shoulder. The Prophet ﷺ said, no, nothing does not remain except the shoulder. He said, all the ones that you have given out, that one is going to wait for us, is with Allah. The one that is remaining now is the one that is not with Allah, that we are going to eat. And Allah is telling us here that whatever you do, always be very careful. The Prophet Muhammad, at one day, he came, he said, I am going to tell you something, and what I am telling you, I will swear on it. He said, know this, there is not, Allah will never give sadaqah, and because of that you become poor. Allah will not do that. That you give sadaqah, and because of that you become poor, no, Allah does not do that. He said, and you will not take yourself and go and open a door of begging, except that Allah will make you to be poor in that space. And in another place that the Prophet Allah was saying, every morning that the sun comes out, there are two angels by the left and by the right. One of them in the right side will be saying, Allahumma iti mumfikan khalafan. The other one will be saying, Allahumma iti mumfikan khalafan. O Allah, The one that gives, exchange for him, give something in replacement for him. The other one is saying, the one that holds, which holds without giving, Allah, give him poverty. All of us, we should know this. That Allah deliberately spread his wealth. Give some, he does not give some. So that one will be in need of the other. For example, he makes some people to be laborers. He makes some people to be clerks, some to be administrators, some to be bankers, some to be engineers, some to be doctors. If all of us come to the university and we say we are going to take degree in medicine because we see that people in medicine are respected and all of us become doctors, then who is going to cook? Who is going to walk on the road? Who is going to be servants? So deliberately, Allah spreads different professions, Allah spreads intelligence, Allah divides wealth, intelligence, beauty, everything he divides across people. Some people are beautiful, some are not that beautiful, some people have money, some don't have money, some people are powerful, some are not powerful, some people like that. At the end, you find every aspect of life, there is somebody that is involved. And there is no aspect of life that you can do without. You cannot have an office now and say, I will not need a cleaner, I will not need a messenger, I will not need a dryer because I am big. Then how are you going to survive it? As long as you are going to need the driver, respect the driver. You need a cleaner, respect the cleaner. The cleaner too should also respect you. Each of you are serving each other. And this is message of Allah. So don't think that you have automatically people are dependent on you. You too, you are dependent on somebody. And this path that Allah has spread like that in the world is the path of peace. That the one that depends on the other should respect the other. The one that is dependent should also respect the one that is dependent on. So may Allah grant us. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَيُخْلِقُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Allah is Ar-Razzaqu. He's the one that gives wealth, but sometimes he allows wealth to be in the hands of people so that they can also give it. But in the case of Allah, when he's going to give you wealth, he does not humiliate you. When you spend the wealth, before you finish spending the wealth, he will replace it for you. In a manner that you yourself don't know how it comes. وَمَنْ يَتَكِ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. He will give you wealth from a place you don't know. Here, if you find out that you are having problems with wealth you need, please, don't go to Satan. Don't go to Jinnu. Don't go to Habalist. Please, make money for me. I want money at all costs. Just because you see people of money are coming out, who told you they are happy? Because today, you are hearing of blood money everywhere. Even those of them that are making it, they call it blood money. This itself is a proof that this part is a bad part. If they say something is blood, of course it's not a good thing to do. So don't go saying, I am going to take somebody, going to this person, I want money. Oh, the only way you can get money is go and bring the head of your child. Go and bring this part of a human being. We are hearing it every day in the news. All this is Satan. It's jinn. It's nothing else. What Sheikh Ahmad Tijani says, if things are tight for you, he said, in the morning, after your salat subuhi, you make your lazim, take your tisbah. Do one fatiha. Recite salat al-fatiha 100, then recite yaratif 1000. In the evening, do the same. Sheikh Darabachi says, be patient if you are doing it. Don't do it for one day or 2 days. He said, no, just continue. He said, wallahi, you see a change. Call to Allah. If you are afraid there is going to be a problem coming to you, result has not allowed anyone to keep 450. Allah will save you. Recite the Kabjiakum 7 every morning, every evening. You will not die that day. All these things the ulamas have said, everything takes us back to God. Nobody will ask you to go and bring things that you cannot explain. No, go and bring such and such an animal, cut this, don't to remove this. All these are from jinn, which has nothing to do with Allah and the Prophet. Anybody from Allah and anybody from Prophet will direct you back to Allah. And whatever you are looking for, Allah will give you your own portion. Allah does not bring you to the world to humiliate you, except to humiliate yourself. But if you have inferiority complex, that's a problem. Because there are people who feel inferior for no reason. You are a human being that was selected and selected. And then you feel inferior to what? Who told you the rich man is happy? There are people today in villages. They are staying there happily. They have no light. They have no road. They have no tap water. All these things we are talking about, kidnapping this, they don't even know about it. All of us, let's go back to God. If Allah gives us wealth, let's spend out of it. If you come out in the day, you see a poor person, don't say, this person is poor, he's asking me, why is he disturbing me? If you have, give. If you don't have, say, may Allah provide for him. This is what we know. This is what we have met. May Allah assist all of us.
ويوم نحشرهم جميعا ثم نقول للملائكة أهؤلاء إياكم كانوا يعبدون
ويوم نحشرهم جميعا ثم نقول للملائكة أهؤلاء إياكم كانوا يعبدون وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا And this day, in our recitation, وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ I think in the other recitation is وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا The day we shall rise all of them together. ثُمَّ نَكُلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ Then we are going to ask, or we are going to tell the angels, أَهَا أُولَٰئِ يَعْبُدُ كَانُ يَعْبُدُونَ All these unbelievers, all these people, is it you put that they need to worship? Because today, like I've said, people are looking for money at all costs. Some through corruption, some through stealing, some through kidnapping, some through blood money, some which every way everybody is just looking for money. Nobody is looking for peace. And it's peace we are asked to look for. Allah asked us to look for Islam. وَمَنْ يَسْلِمْ وَجَهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُسْلِمٌ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى هِيَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Whoever is peace in himself and follows the path, Allah will give you peace. Everybody is just being taken away by relativity. You are going on the street. This is somebody having a very big car. You too want to have a big car. Why? Somebody has a very mighty house. You see it. You also want to have a mighty house. Why? Do you need it? Somebody is wearing a dress. He said, no, this cloth is this shada, whatever they call it. It's costing about 20,000, 30,000. You too, you want it. Why? Because you feel inferior if you're not wearing it. Why are you feeling inferior? Do you know that you are a creation of God? Do you know that you are a son or a grandchild of a prophet? Any human being living on this earth today, they are grandchildren of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and they are grandchildren of Noah alayhi salatu wasalam. Nobody is living in this world today that is not a grandchild of Noah and Adam. Then what are you feeling inferior about? Go and worship Allah that sent you to this world. Allah sent you to this world to test you. Look for position in the hereafter. Why are you bothered that you want to wear this cloth? You must marry this kind of lady. You must have this kind of house. I must eat this kind of food. Because of that, you go and you start worshipping other than Allah. That's why all these people that are worshipping different things. One of the biggest things they worship in this world are prophets and angels and righteous servants of Allah. Then before, some of them worship animals, some of them worship stones, some of them worship trees. And what normally takes people to worship? Some, they are bewildered when they see a beautiful tree. Oh, this is a tree inside a pond. The pond is inside a rock. Oh, no, they see a very huge mountain. This mountain is so huge. And when they see it, it looks charismatic to them. It's
giving them some form of haiba, fear. They want to worship it. Or no. They are there. As they are going, they see ordinary stone. It's so smooth looking. So beautiful. Then they take it. They say they worship it. All this is meaningless. Genie will just enter it and start. You start hearing some things that does not exist. That's why Allah is going to call the first people that Makkans used to worship. Some of them used to worship. They claim they were worshiping the angels. وَيَوْمَ نَعَشِرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ نَقُولْ لِمَلَائِكَةِ أَهَاوَ لَا إِيَاكُمْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. Then Allah will ask the angels, these people, are they, is it you people that they used to worship? Then the angels will be made to answer whether it is true that they were being worshipped or not.
قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا مِنْ دُونِهِمْ بَلْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْجِنَّ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِهِمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ.
قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا مِنْ دُونِهِمْ بَلْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْجِنَّ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِهِمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ. Immediately the angels reply Allah, Subhanaka, Allah, far away are you from any impurity, from any imperfection. Subhanaka, you are far away from any imperfection, any impurity, that you will create us and say, لَا يَسْنَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَقَلُونَ مَا يُمَرُونَ, that we should not worship other than you and we worship other than you. Subhanaka. قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا مِنْ دُونِهِمْ. You are our own guidance and protector, not them. كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْجِنِّ. It was not us they were worshipping. They think they were worshipping us. No, it is jinn that they were worshipping. أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِهِمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ. Most of them had even faith in the jinn. وَإِنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادَهُمْ رَهَقًا. It is that a lot of men, they used to take a lot of jinn for support and they push them more into evil and unfortunate situation. And that is Allah is saying, وَيَوْمَ نَشْرُ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ نَقُولُ يَا مَعَشَرَ الْجِنِّ قَدْ اسْتَسْتَكْتُمْ نَا الْإِنْسِ وَقَالَ أَوْلِيَاهُمَا الْإِنْسِ رَبَّنَا اِسْتَمْتَعْ بَعْدِنَا الْبَعْدِ وَعَجَلْنَا الَّذِي أَجَّلْتَ لَنَا وَأَجَّلْ. Another, the narrative of Allah is saying, O you jinn, you have been more than the human beings. God is accepting that is. Is it because you are more than them that you are doing this evil to them? Then their partners out of men will say, ah, it's not true. We were enjoying with one another. They benefited us, we benefited them. And he said, if that is the case, then all of you go to hell. They will send to hell. نَارُ مَسْوَيْكُمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ. Then all of them will be sent to hell, and Allah is the one that judges. Because all these things that Allah is telling us, the path to Allah is straight. You are going, just be going. If anybody calls you and says, do something, ask yourself what he's asking you to do. Is it in the Quran? If it's in the Quran, he has given a good advice. If you have time to do it, do it. Allah has already told you what is compulsory on you. It's compulsory on you to believe in La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. It's compulsory on you to say, to establish this, the salat 5 times a day. It's compulsory on you to give zakah if you have wealth. It's compulsory on you to fast the month of Ramadan. It's compulsory on you if you have money and you have the wherewithal to go to Hajj. Any other thing after this is not compulsory on you. If anybody calls you, come, I will take you somewhere. They will do something for you and you will have money. Ask, what is it? Don't just follow him. Okay, he's a man, he's a blessed person, okay. You go to the person. He said, no, go and bring this, bring that, asking where is it in the Quran. But if it's prayer he asks you to do, call Allah, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Fattahu. If you want, you do it. It's not compulsory also on you to do it. And it's not that you do it before Allah gives you. The prayer we pray will attract work from Allah. But it's not because of our prayers Allah will give to us. It's because our prayers are a good character before God. Like I used to say, if you are a father or you are a mother and you travel, you are coming and you bought some things for children. Chocolate is inside. There is sweet. There are toys. And you wrap them in a bag that is colorless, that is transparent. And as you are bringing it, the children are seeing the chocolate here. They will not keep quiet. Yes, Mama, I want this. Baba, I want this. I want this. I want this. Then, you say, okay, I am coming. I will give you. Maybe you kept it that you are going to give them on the day of Eid. I will give you. I will give you. Have patience. You will not give him at that time. You wait on the Eid day, then you bring it out and distribute it to them. Maybe the chocolate that they saw, or the sweet that they saw, is for another family, not the one, not your own family. Okay, wait, wait, I will give you something. Then later on you get the one that is for them, not this particular one. Any time you find something in your mind, you want it, it is like that. It's like something is in a transparent box that Allah has shown you. That's why your mind goes there, oh, I want money to do this. I want. Ask Allah. If it's your own, he will give you. If it's not your own, he will give you a replacement for it. But if something enters your mind and is not haram, ask Allah for it. There's no harm in asking Allah. But if you are going to ask Allah, ask him with his name. Ask him with what he loves. Allah loves you to make salat on the Prophet. Allah loves you to make istighfar. Allah loves you to make zikr of Allah. Use this thing to ask Allah. You are not going to start sacrificing for something else to ask Allah. This is shirk. That's why here the angels quickly call Subhanaka. Anta waliyyuna min dunihim. We don't have any protector, any guardian other than you. Kanu ya'buduna al-jinna. They, you are worshipping jinnu. Not all jinnu, but they are also worshipping. Because the jinnu, they are also in different parts. There are jinnu that are mushrik. There are jinnu that are Muslims. وَإِنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ وَإِنَّا لَمَّا سُرِنَّا الْهُدَيْهَا مَنَّا بِهِ وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِرَبِّهِ فَلَا يَخَفْ بَصًا وَلَا رَحْكَوْا وَإِنَّا مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِتُونَ. There are Muslims among the jinnu, there are kuffar among the jinnu. It is the kuffar that also go and layar with the mushrik and the kuffar for them to enjoy one another in this world, for them to come and find hereafter. You Muslim, what's your business with it? Somebody is looking for the names of jinn. How many names of Allah have you known? Have you finished fasting? Allah just told us, "Inna fi dhalika la'ayatin likulli 'abdin munib." That there is, in this what we have been saying, there are signs for any servant of Allah. So he listened to it to Allah. And he gave us examples of two of his best servants. One of them, Ali bin Dawood. Prophet Muhammad said, if you are looking for ibadah, the best ibadah is that of Ali bin Dawood. He used to sleep half of the night. Wake up one third of it. And sleep was the remaining one sixth of it. He used to fast one day and break his fast the other day. If this is the end of worship, if you are talking of reading the Quran, Prophet Muhammad said, try to read Quran at least once in a month. But don't read that you finish the Quran so much that it is more than once in 3 days. That's so that you can contemplate. This is a general rule. But Sayyidina Usman bin Affan, he used to do his witr only one rakah in the night, and he finished the whole of the Quran in it from Bakara to Nas. This was special with him. But the generality of the Sahabat, They followed the advice of the Prophet, they finish it once every week. Then some of our older ones, like Sheikh Ibrahim Yassi, he finishes twice a week. Sab al-Masani, one Quran al-Azim. To translate that verse in the Quran. These are the ways. Any other ways that you are going to go that is not clear, don't follow it, please. Because on day of judgment, the angels are going to say they don't have anything to do with you. The jinnu, إِنَّهُمْ مَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ حَسَبُ جَهَنَّمَ أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ. All that they are worshipping, they and yourself that are worshipping them, they are going to be fires for the hell. Except those that Allah has already decreed will not be part of it. إِلَّا مَا سَبَقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الْحُسْنِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ. Those that Allah has already said they are good people, they will not be sorry. أنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله. Like, people are worshipping Jesus Christ. Allah is going to ask him, are you the one that said they should take you and your mother to be gods apart from God? لا ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم. I did not tell them except what you asked me to do, that they should worship their Lord, my Lord and their Lord. This is what Jesus Christ said. You come, you are worshipping a human being. How can you come with your eyes open? You sit down, you make a car, it's so beautiful. Or you design a telephone or a handset, it's so beautiful. Then in your presence, somebody will come and take the car. Car, this car is too beautiful. I will make it and my object of worship. You that you make the car, how are you going to look at the person? Look at him sitting down. You make the car one, and he said he will now take this car. He's the one you will respect, he will not respect you. Or, no, I will take this car because if I love it and I'm prostrating to it, it will get me closer to you. Anything that is not Allah is created by Allah. What Allah creates cannot become his son. What Allah creates cannot become a resemblance of Allah. If you today, you make a car, or you make, like you go and tell an engineer that designed a car, the car was produced, let's say by him alone. You say, this car, it resembles you. What is he going to tell you? How can the car I manufacture resemble me? No. Okay, since you have no son, why don't you adopt this car or this phone as your son? How can you tell? This is what people are saying, Pastor. That what Allah has created has become Allah's son. And people should worship it. That's why Allah is saying here, angels, answer, so that people can hear that it is not you that they are worshipping. Kanu ya'budun al-jinna aktharuhum bihim mu'minun.
فاليوم لا يملك بعضكم لبعض نفعا ولا ضرا ونقول للذين ظلموا ذوقوا عذاب النار التي كنتم بها تكذبون.
أكثر من المؤمنون. فاليوم لا يملك بعضكم لبعض نفعا ولا ضرا ونقول للذين ظلموا ذوقوا عذاب النار التي كنتم بها تكذبون. فاليوم الله said today they were asking متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين كلكم ميعاد يوم. The promise is for one day. This day is not said. But let's tell you what will happen on that day. فاليوم لا يملك بعضكم لبعض نفعا ولا ضرا. But today that we are now here in the hereafter, one of you will not have power over the other. وَنَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And we shall tell those that were unjust and oppressive. وَنَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. Taste the punishment of hellfire that you are wont to deny. At the back there, we saw when ويقول الذين كفروا لن نؤمن بهذا القرآن ولا بالذي بين يديه ولو ترى إذ الظالمون موقوفون عند ربهم يرجع بعضهم إلى بعض القول يقول الذين استضعفوا للذين استكبروا لولا أنتم لكنا مؤمنين. We saw in the verses behind when those that deem themselves as weak were being told by those that are pompous, if it is not you, would have been among the mu'min. Ordinarily in this world, have you ever seen a rich man sitting down with all his retinue and his messenger coming to tell him, if it is not you, I will not become a mu'min? No, he's afraid of him. If there are even some of these governors that if you go to their government house, but you go to the office, an office, everybody is sitting on the ground except the governor. Because foolishness has reached its end. If not, you are an official governor. There are a chair for you. There are chairs for your visitors. Why is everybody sitting on the ground? The king, they say that's their rule. Even they too, they have no business in doing all those things. You find people, they are all afraid of Al-Ladina Stakbar. But why are they able to face them and tell them the truth? لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا أَهَنَا نَصَرَدْنَاكُمْ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَكُمْ بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا بَلْ مَكْرُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Why are they able to now tell them, and you did this, you are the one planning, you are the one because of this verse. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يَمْلِكُ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا. Allah has removed any form of power that you have over anybody. That day, those people that were seeing themselves as inferior to these non-entities, they will say, they have no power over us. So that day, they will bold now to ask. That's why you find there Allah was saying, that those that were being weak will be asking those that are pompous. If it was not for you, we would have become Muslims. You are doing planning day and night. You call us, you threaten us, you not give us this until we are this. You find some rich men, even some governors, like I said, you go to the office, everybody's on the ground. Who has sent you there? What does he have to give you? Oh, no, I'm a commissioner. If I don't do that, give him his commissionership and go. Go back to God and say, without Allah, we will not give you what you are going to eat. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyati said, look at the person on the street. At the end, he will still eat. At the end, he will still sleep. At the end, he will still wear clothes. By the time everybody dies, what is the difference? So if anybody wants to make himself into a chain god in this world, leave his way for him. You don't have to go to where he is. On the day of judgment, you are going to see that he has never had any power on you. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا إِنَّ أَلَّهُمْ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِالْآخِرَةِ مِنْ هُوَ مِنْهَا فِي شَكٍّ. Like Allah has told us, even Satan has no power over you. He will only suggest to you, frighten you. يُحَوِّلُونَ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فَلَا تَخَافُهُمْ وَخَافُونِ. He will go to those who rely on them, put it fear into them. This is your uncle, he is going to kill you. You have to go and make the sacrifice. Go and take a black dog. Slaughter it. Put it on the way that is going between here and here. Make sure the blood touches this and this. Part of it, take it and go and cook with your family and eat. You will not be able to have any power over you. All these are lies. Whatever Allah has written on you will come to pass. Whatever Allah has not written on you, nobody can make it to pass. Go to Allah. Attend your salat in Jam'i. Make tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah Akbar. Give yourself up to Allah. He created you. These people did not create you. Why are you afraid of them? What are they going to give you? Just because you want to come home with some change to show your wife that you are somebody, you bring them a tanka of 10, 20,000. So you go and sit on the floor in front of one government. When it is time for Allah, he will not stand up. Literally, you dare not stand up. Please let's be very careful. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يَمْلِكُ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا وَنَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا Zuku Adab and Nail that you couldn't be had because of you. Those of them that are unjust, not all of them, some of them are not unjust. Some of them, they will even ask you, sit on the, come and sit on the chairs. You are the ones who refuse. And they mean it. I know an army. When you go to him, specifically here, Sheikh Sheikh Sadi, you go to him, he has chairs, everybody sit on the chair. When you refuse to sit on the chair, you sit on the ground, you come down to and sit on the ground with you. Because he doesn't want to see himself above anybody. All of us left, not taught ourselves to team God, because Allah has given you one favor, He has not given to others. If He has given you one favor, He has also given favor to somebody else. This is what Allah is telling us, all of us to be very careful. You have to know. Okay. So we have to be very careful. Nobody should tell us what we don't understand. The message of the Quran is very clear. As we are coming now, since we don't see anywhere Allah is asking us to do something that is unclear. Spend your money. Stand up for Allah. Believe in the Prophet. Believe in Allah. All these are clear messages. Any message that is not clear, please abandon it. If somebody comes to tell you, abuse somebody, don't abuse him, please. Worship something else, don't worship. Only Allah you worship. When you come to worship Allah, face the Qibla. Like Sheikh Dabo used to say, he said, in a mosque, you don't allow the picture of anybody there, whoever the person is. Because nobody is going to ask you to worship other than Allah. وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَنْ يُؤْتِيَهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةَ ثُمَّ يَقُولَ لِلنَّاسِ كُونُوا عِبَادًا لِي مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنْ كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. Allah will never send somebody, whether he is a prophet, or he is a simple servant of Allah, or he is a madam, that Allah has given knowledge. After Allah has given him knowledge, or wisdom, or given him prophethood, and you say, come and be my slave, come and be my servant. No, he will tell you, go and learn the Quran very well. Worship Allah very well. All he will tell you is zikr. Concentrate on it, like Shaykh Abdul Ghani said, whenever you are doing your zikr, put your mind to your zikr. Put your mind to follow each of the words and understand it. Like we are saying, don't say your salah. When you say Allah Akbar, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, up to Ameen, you are not present with what you are saying. This is worship. Any other thing after this, we don't know it. May Allah bless all of us.
Amen.
May Allah give us knowledge.
Amen.
May Allah give us sincerity.
Amen.
May Allah give us taqwa.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our parents. May He forgive us. May He grant us this Ramadan. May He answer our prayers in this Ramadan. May Allah bless us with what we are going to eat. May Allah bless us with what we are going to wear. May Allah bless us with what we are going to write. The homes we are going to live in. May Allah save us from being servants of non-entities. May Allah save us from being servants of jinn and any other thing. May Allah make us to be sincere servants of Allah. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May He reward all the Sahabas for us. May Allah repair our country for us. May Allah strengthen Islam and those assisting Islam. May Allah weaken those that are trying to weaken Islam. May Allah weaken those that are bringing problems to Islam. Mujahidin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق الحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره بالدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Да, я понял. Я не знаю, я не знаю.